You're listening to SBS News.
The World Meteorological Organization's State of the Global Climate Report has been released each year for the past 25 years. This year's report shows a marked acceleration in the impacts of climate change. Sea levels continue to rise, with oceans becoming warmer and increasingly acidic, threatening to destabilize whole ecosystems. Arctic sea ice levels are well below average, and the world's glaciers are slowly disappearing. 2018 was the fourth warmest year on record, and greenhouse gas levels are at record highs. And there are no signs the warming trend that began at the start of the 21st century will ease. Dr. Liz Hanna is Chair of Environmental Health at the World Federation of Public Health Associations and says the new figures make for sobering reading.
I was staggered, but not surprised, because we have been predicting that this is the pathway that we are on. We've known that year on year we're getting all these world records, and to have it confirmed by the World Meteorological Association, that just really hones down, you know, that our greatest fears are actually coming to realisation.
The report has also collated statistics on the impact of extreme weather on communities around the world. Extreme weather events affected nearly 62 million people in 2018, with more than 2 million people displaced by natural disasters as of September last year. In the United States alone, there were 14 major natural disasters in 2018, costing $49 billion in damages and resulting in the loss of over 100 lives. Another 1,600 deaths were associated with heat waves and wildfires in Europe, Japan and the US. Rachel Lowry is the Chief Conservation Officer at World Wildlife Fund Australia.
There are groups now that are able to quantify the number of lives that have been lost due to a warming planet, due to ongoing drought, for example. There are some worrying trends that really help us identify what's really at stake here if we don't take action within this 12-year window.
The effects of climate change have been felt across Australia during the last summer, with cyclones ripping through the tropics and heatwaves recorded in cities. The changing climate also puts the future of several species at risk. Ms. Lowry says green turtles on the Great Barrier Reef are being acutely affected by rising temperatures. There's been a drop in the number of male turtle hatchlings at some beaches, which could decimate whole populations.
Turtles are sensitive to heat, and the heat of the nest determines whether or not you get males or females, and warming has occurred at a high enough level now that we're just seeing all females come through. So that's quite alarming in itself.
Some species have already been wiped out. Professor Leslie Hughes from the Climate Council credits rising sea levels for the extinction of an endangered mammal in the Torres Strait.
And that's of a little native Australian rodent called the Bramble Key Malomies that used to live on a little island up in the Torres Strait, that simply got inundated with storms on top of rising sea levels, and it's recently been declared extinct. So Australia has the dubious honour of being host to the first mammalian extinction due to climate change.
The report underlines the importance of firm action to tackle climate change, but experts admit international agreements from countries to collectively lower emissions aren't doing the job. Professor Samantha Hepburn is director of the Centre for Energy and Natural Resource Law at Deakin University.
International law is effectively soft law, and these soft law norms aren't really working to achieve the level of aggressive emission reduction we really need to ensure that we don't reach catastrophic global warming.
Professor Hepburn says politicians need to acknowledge the shift in the energy sector towards renewable energy and adapt their domestic energy policies to factor in a climate change strategy. She says decisive action is needed now, even if the benefits of combating climate change are only seen in the long term.
Climate change, I think, is a legacy responsibility. It's going to affect economic growth. Hopefully, with the trajectory of renewables, that will be minimised. But ultimately, you know, if we look at this report, the alarming statistics mean that it's something that we all have a moral responsibility to address.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.